I'm 11 and I'm vegan. This is my friend Zibin.
I'm 15 and I'm a vegetarian.
Today we're going to be making delicious vegan peanut butter carob rice puff squares.
We have our ingredients in front of us.
This is organic peanut butter. This is agave syrup. It's a cactus nectar.
This is margarine. We like to use Earth Balance. This is carob chips. It replaces chocolate. And these are rice puffs. You can just buy any cereal, puffed rice. It's wheat and gluten-free.
Actually, everything here is gluten-free.
And vegan.
Let's get mixing.
Great, what's first?
First, we're going to add 3 cups of organic peanut butter.
And 1 cup of agave syrup.
Yeah.
And we're heating it in the pots, but why is there 2 pots?
There's 2 pots because, first of all, it protects the food inside from burning. That's from the water heating it on the second pot.
Oh, that's cool. Okay. Yeah. Here's your 3 cups of organic peanut butter.
Thanks. Here's organic peanut butter because it's a lot healthier than regular peanut butter, and it's better for the environment. There's no pesticides.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
And the agave syrup, it's the sweetener we like to use. We love it so much. You can use any sweetener. The agave in particular is nectar from cactuses. It's 25% sweeter than sugar, and it has some vitamins in it.
It's great.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we using margarine?
Margarine is a vegan butter we use instead of butter. There's no cow's milk in it. It's has less calories and less fat, and it's heart friendly. So that's a lot nicer.
What's carob? I've never heard of it.
Carob is very interesting. Carob grows on trees in pods. They take the pods and they make it into this chocolate-like substance. It's naturally sweet, and it has no caffeine in it, not like chocolate does.
And it really tastes like chocolate?
Yeah, just like chocolate.
That's so cool.
Mm-hmm.
And what are the rice puffs?
The rice puffs are basically cereal. It's puffed rice. We add it to this recipe to give it a nice crunch and good texture.
Yum, that sounds really good.
Mm-hmm, it's great.
How much butter are we using?
We're using 3/4 of a cup of butter.
So, if I'm right, first we're going to mix the 3 cups of the organic peanut butter and the 1 cup of agave syrup. We're going to melt it together?
Yes, just like this. And then we're going to add the margarine and carob chips.
How much carob chips?
6 cups of carob chips.
Great. Can't wait to try this.
Mm-hmm. About the peanut butter, we can use almond butter if you like.
Or really?
A peanut butter alternative.
Great.
And that's going to melt it all together, right?
Yeah. And then we're going to add the carob chips.
Mm-hmm. And it's going to get all gooey and chocolatey.
Yum.
And we're ready for the carob chips?
I think we are.
Okay.
When do we add the rice puffs? Or do we add them?
We add the rice puffs in this big bowl after when this mixture is all chocolatey and gooey.
Okay. And then what are we going to do with this when we're done?
We're going to put them in a smooth pan, and then we're going to cut them just like brownies.
With the rice puffs?
With the rice puffs, after we mix them together.
Yeah.
Yes. Some more carob chips.
Okay. They smell really good.
Mm-hmm.
Just mix it all in there?
Yep.
And we're trying to melt the carob chips so that they get kind of like melted.
Yeah. Just like you do with chocolate.
Great. Oh, it's starting to melt.
Mmm, that smells good.
I know.
I think it's ready.
What are we going to do now?
We're going to take our big mixing bowl.
Okay.
And we're going to pour our 8 cups of rice puffs into the mixing bowl.
Should I pour this in?
Yep. Go right ahead. Careful, it's hot.
Put on my glove.
Good idea. I'll take a spatula for you.
Thanks.
There you go. Just pour that right in.
This is going to be so good.
Mm-hmm.
Can't wait to try it.
Smells delicious.
Yeah.
What's interesting is there's no oven necessary, right?
Really?
Yeah. You just put it on the pan and you press it and then it cools. into a hardened cake.
This is going to be so good.
Okay. Pull out a big spatula.
Alright. So we really want to cover the rice cups, right?
Yep.
I almost want to eat it right now.
Mm-hmm. But it's still pretty hot.
Yeah. So it would be great for people that maybe don't have an oven?
Yep. It's good for small kitchens without ovens. Give you some help there.
Yeah.
It's a big bowl.
It is. And a big mixture.
Mm-hmm. Gonna have lots of food to go around.
Yeah. I bet it will be gone.
Me too.
Don't think we're getting any leftovers today.
Not tonight.
There we go. Almost there.
That's looking good.
Yeah.
Make sure it's all the way through. You'll find there's some areas with more pus and with more chocolate. So, mix those together. I think it's ready for the pan.
Me too.
Okay. Two gloves for you.
Thank you. I love using my hands.
Mm-hmm. Probably my favorite part.
I think my favorite part is eating.
That's good too.
Yeah.
I think I'll hold it for you this time.
Okay, thanks.
Okay. Oh, there it goes.
There it goes.
It's still warm and easy to mold.
And I guess if it isn't working for us, then we can just use a rolling pin.
Oh yeah, that's another idea. Do you think it'd be more even if we use something on top?
Sure. How about a pan?
Another pan.
Okay. We should use a sheet of paper.
We don't want it to stick.
No.
Okay. And push. Okay. See if it's flatter. That looks good.
That looks way better. So, how long do we wait?
You should let it cool in the fridge for about half an hour.
Okay.
You can always put it in the freezer if you want to.
Great. These have been in the fridge for about 30 minutes cooling. Now they are firm enough to cut and enjoy.
Great, I'll get a serving plate.
Okay, that's pretty.
I think so too. Okay, so how are we gonna cut it again?
Well, we could use the knives.
Okay.
Or this.
That is pretty cool.
I know, let's use this.
Let's turn it.
This is awesome.
So at the end. Does that look about good?
I think it does.
Okay, let's
ready?
Push.
Go. I don't think many people will have these, but if you do, then
they're fun anyways.
Yes.
Okay. I think
good.
We know where to cut. Started us off. Okay. All right. Let's start cutting.
I cannot wait to eat these. They take some strength, but it's worth it.
Yeah. Let me know when you got a square ready for me.
Right here.
I'll take that.
Okay.
Thank you. I actually like this quite much.
Yeah.
Quite fun.
It is. And the best part is, well, we all know the best part is eating them, but I think one of the other best parts is that there's no oven.
Mm-hmm. I also like the part where we share them with our friends.
Yeah.
That's always nice. Can you squeeze in there? Thank you.
Sure.
Can you believe we made these?
And if we can make them, anyone can.
They're healthy too.
And delicious.
We should invite our friend over to help us eat them.
Hey, Libby, come on over.
Wow, you guys made these all by yourselves?
Yeah.
Yep.
They look really great.
I bet they are. We want you to try some.
Okay.
The best part is if they're wheat and gluten-free.
And vegan.
And vegan, because we know you're vegan.
Would you like to try one, too?
Sure.
Thanks.
Chocolatey and great.
Mmm. They're so good.
Mmm. They look pretty yummy.
They are. They're crunchy, too.
That's the rice puffs.
Mm-hmm. The rice puff makes a really great texture.
I can't believe these are healthy.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for watching. We hope you get to enjoy these delicious vegan treats. Organic Carob Rice Puff Squares.
Good for you, the planet, and they're delicious.
Details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.